T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn app.
Danielle McCartney.
Sports Radio
101.9
FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, good Sunday afternoon, New York sports fans. I'm Danielle McCartney. I'm back here on WFAN talking all things New York sports with you right up till 5 p.m. dinner time here in New York City. And beyond, lots to talk about today coming right off this Jets game. Thanks for tuning in. We got Paulie Rosenberg and I live right here in Lower Manhattan, 888-808-1019. Call me up. Be part of the conversation. The scope, the plan, the game plan for today's show. Well, this is an easy one, I think. I just tweeted this, at Coach MCCARTAN. I said, I am standing by to eviscerate the Jets, fix the Yankees, and admit I was wrong about the Giants and whatever else you want to talk about. The phone lines are open. They are waiting for you to contribute in a positive manner to this show. Look, the New York Jets are an absolute embarrassment to the game of football, to the entire sport of football. Woody Johnson, and his 18-year-old kids running the show continue to go the route of defensive head coaches without any experience as a head coach. I don't know what's worse, the fact that you keep going back to a defensive-minded guy or the fact that you keep hiring guys with no experience at all as a head coach. This continues to be an abomination of a decision year in and year out, it seems. And this is the best candidate put forth by this extensive search committee? Whatever the name of it was, I don't even know what it was, the name, whatever, who cares? This guy was the best guy that they could find? Aaron Glenn was the top candidate by an outside company, an objective point of view? This is who they brought in to bring this team back to relevance? A sliver of relevance? Aaron Glenn, for me, was always the wrong hire, and you know that. You know I like nothing about him. There have been 6 weeks of miserable Jets football and not a single instance where I sit on my couch or I'm driving in before and I say, you know what? I look at this team. I listen to the commentary, the play-by-play, I should say. I'm watching it on my TV with my own eyeballs. And there's not a single instance over the past 6 weeks where I say, you know what? They're going to be all right. The Jets are going to be all right with Aaron Glenn. Not one! The moronic, the idiotic dance down that sideline with time on the clock still in Tampa Bay. You knew it. You just knew it that they were going to lose that game. I'm watching that game and that play with my friend and we looked at each other and we said, what the hell? With a different word there. Is he doing? There's too much time on the clock. You got Baker Mayfield at home. They are going to lose this game. And how did we know better than the head coach that they were going to lose that game? that stupidity, that ridiculous dance down the sideline is going to be the meme of all memes for this Jets team. Aaron Glenn, he didn't know they were going to lose that game, though. Not him. Oh, no, not Aaron Glenn. Because he was practically popping champagne and as he's running down the sideline thinking he's a player again. And instead of, as a defensive player, a former defensive player, instead of preparing this team to go out there in that instance and stop Baker Mayfield and secure the win, no, he was dancing down the sideline like a moron. The game wasn't over, coach. Act like you've been there before, please. And the people on the internet, oh, they think they roasted me on that take. They thought they had me on that take. Where are you now? Where are you now? Where are the Aaron Glenn defenders now? Because I need to hear from you. I want you right now to think of, I'm sweating in here. I want you to think of the worst of the worst head coaches of this New York Jets team in your lifetime. Okay, Rich Kotite, thank you. Yes, good. Guess what? Even in 1995, Rich Kotite had more wins than Aaron Glenn through six games. You want to pick Adam Gase? Oh, well, yeah, crazy eyes. Adam Gase, year one, even he had more wins than Aaron Glenn through six games. This team is uninspired. This team has no effing clue what they're doing out there. They are disorganized. They have no fight in them. Today, I watched Breece Hall. And I'm not picking on Breece Hall, but I am, because right before halftime, in that final push into halftime, instead of fighting for the first down, which he was, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 yards away from, he ran, boop, right out to the sideline, right out of bounds. Safety. It's like he's playing tag. You can't touch me. Two-hand touch, I'm out of bounds. Nope. I watched Cisco give up on a defensive play. He was literally walking on the field during it. And then all of a sudden, the ball magically ended up in his possession. I still don't know how that happened. Like, what? This team is penalized up the wazoo, despite the head coach. He was pandering to the media. They were loving it. They were loving it. That he, oh, I'm going to get officials at every practice. We got to clean up the penalties. This team is undisciplined. I'm bringing in officials to every practice, including officials he brought with him to England. Oh, by the way. Have you seen an improvement? Because I can't. I haven't. I have not. This man, Aaron Glenn, he is lost. He does not know what he is doing. He is in over his head, and he is the biggest joke that this Jets team has ever employed as head coach. Now that, my friends, is saying a ton. How do you get a job as a head coach in the NFL? Because inquiring minds want to know, and you don't know how to manage the clock. That wasn't asked in the interview. These scenarios weren't presented in the interview by this fugazi company that came in and said, oh, no, Aaron Glenn, he's the best one. That wasn't, talked about? This is the best that Jets hiring committee could come up with? How do you not run a play before the end of the half? How does the gun go off to end the half with your clueless quarterback looking to the sideline? That was disgusting. Then Garrett Wilson and Aaron Glenn fighting while walking into the tunnel at the end of the half. That was entertaining. At least Garrett Wilson cares. And guess what? I don't know what they were talking about, but I can assure you that Garrett Wilson was correct and was right with whatever he was saying. How do you not target the guy until just minutes before the half ends? How do you not put up a first down until 2 minutes and 32 seconds left in the half? No throwing of the ball at all. Fourth and one, going for it on their own 38-yard line. 102 to go. First time out, question mark. You were running the ball to oblivion. The clock mismanagement was egregious. Kurt Warner was saying what I was saying. This is a direct quote from Kurt Warner. I'm not sure what the goal of that drive was there. Kurt Warner, I'm not normally speechless, but I'm trying to figure this out. The fact that Aaron Glenn also ran all the way out to midfield after the fake punt, debating if they crossed the line of scrimmage or not. Why was he not penalized? That is not allowed. There is no sense of urgency to this team. With 1 minute left, they're running a halfback draw. Next play. Oh, Justin Fields, design run. Jets, they take their final timeout with 35 seconds left in the first half. This is just the first half. Next play, 3rd and 8. Let's run a nice 5-yard pattern. And that's what they did. Short. 4th and 1. No Jets timeouts left, of course. Fields was still on the field, and they ran out of time as he's looking to the sideline, just as confused as the rest of them. Disgusting. And we'll talk about that running back slash wannabe quarterback coming up, because we today are leaving not one single stone unturned. But back to the head coach. Again, I have played, I don't even know. You know, you don't know who you're playing on the other end of Madden when you play online, but I am sure there are 10-year-olds with better clock management skills than Aaron Glenn. Late in the game, again, now this is the second half. I'm driving over the George Washington Bridge when Aaron Glenn takes a timeout on 4th down just to punt the ball away. Make it make sense. I almost drove off the bridge. Of course, as always, you needed that timeout later in the game there, coach. You did. And this is the biggest ridiculousness. Aaron Glenn on Friday said, we had a really good week of practice. I thought everything we did as far as being here as a group, being at the hotel together, getting the chance to vibe together, I thought it was really, really good. Well, if you had a great week at practice, if you vibed together at the hotel, painting each other's nails and watching Scream 3 in a sleepover style, if it went well, and that's what showed up on the field today, what else are you going to pull out of your bag of tricks there, head coach? Nothing. Just nothing. Good. Paul, play that first clip I sent you.
Every day, that's all I think about. You know, how do we get us a win so we can get this thing going right? Because that's all we need. We just need one. And once we get one, we'll get this thing going right where we need to. And I understand everything that's been going on with us, but I have all the confidence in the world that we'll get this. Listen.
Yeah, all the confidence in the world to get this thing going. In which direction there, coach? Towards the number one pick? Because you're squarely in line to get that. And I don't want to see you pick it there, coach. I don't want to see you pick that first draft, overall draft pick. You don't deserve it.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And this is exactly why this man is not the right man for the job. Because if this is what you're thinking about 24/7 on how you're going to get your first win, and week after week, home, away, abroad, you're going to get your teeth kicked in, this tells me that he cannot figure it out. And maybe I'm wrong, but wait a minute. Wasn't Aaron Glenn a defensive player, then a defensive coordinator? Yeah, well, Glenn's Jets through 5 weeks, the first team to start 0-5 with zero takeaways in NFL history. Would they have one today? Whoa, they had one. One, was it? Yeah. Okay, so this is from this past week on the lack of takeaways.
We haven't taken the ball away. And
no crap.
That's one thing you guys are going to hear me say. It's not giveaways. It's not turnovers. You have to take the ball away. That's what you do as a defense. That has to be the mentality of the defense, that we have to go and get it because no one's going to give it to us.
Right.
And we have to be intentional about that too.
Right. So let's come away with
we
one.
We emphasize it. We attack it. We go through it.
Yeah.
But, man, it just has to show up.
Just show up and get one.
We can't just sit back and say, okay, we're not getting them. You know, we have to continue to try and emphasize it. And hopefully some point, man, they're going to come in bunches.
How, coach, are you going to try and emphasize it? What are you doing to set your team up for success in that department? Because you had one. It wasn't a bunch. It wasn't in bunches. It was one, okay? And, oh, yeah, did you see this? The Jets defense held a players-only meeting this week. A players-only meeting. Yeah, that worked out, didn't it? It really did. It worked, yeah. So when you go to these things, and there's nowhere else to go. You're already at DEFCON 5. You can't go any higher than this other than make a change. Guess how many yards the Jets had passing today? Guess how many passing yards the New York Jets totaled over the course of the four quarters today? Negative 10. They moved the ball backwards on offense. And now, Coach Aaron Glenn, there wasn't a single moment where you considered putting Tyrod Taylor in there. Because I did. I tweeted it at halftime. I have seen enough from Justin Fields for the rest of my life. Bench his ass until he shows that he can throw the ball more than 5 yards downfield. Tyrod Taylor sitting on that sideline going, I could do it better. I know I could do this better. And Aaron Glenn, why not make a change? Oh, because you are inexperienced. You don't know what's going on. And you're in over your head. And you know, that stupid line from Robert Saleh, all gas, no brakes. And I sat here that night after that press conference and I said, well, you know what? That's the wrong mentality. Because race cars, NASCARs, are built to go fast, and yet they still have brakes on them. That was the wrong messaging. Now this one, this is going into the meme bank for Aaron Glenn. Go ahead, Paul.
You know what?
You know
and
what?
And I say this every week, is you earn your keep.
Yep.
You earn your keep. So I think everyone's always, we're always looking at that. Like, who gives us the best chance to win? That does not mean that we're just having wholesale changes week in and week out. But I do expect us to earn, the players to earn their keep during the week.
Okay, so you want to put the best players out there. Tyrod Taylor, he was nailed to the bench when your quarterback was getting absolutely nothing done today. But hey, what business is mine? But my question here is, what about you, coach? Rich Kotite and Adam Gase in year one started better than you have here in 2025. What about you, coach? What have you done to earn your keep? Honestly, They should just leave his ass in London. Stay in London, pal. Take a vacation. I don't want to see you on the sideline again.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.